This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are you staying inside? If you're one of the millions of Americans affected by the smoke from those wildfires in Canada, you should try to stay inside, say the experts. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
I'm going to ask everyone to be very careful about having their own fires at their homes, their barbecues, their backyards, open fires in every part of the state of New York, because the last thing we want to do is contribute to this problem of having wildfires.
When will this end?
Forecasters say the smoky blanket casting an orange pall across Canada and the U.S. could persist into the weekend. Meteorologist Zach Taylor is with the National Weather Service.
Until the fires are, contained or end, really, any northerly winds or northwesterly winds are going to continue to pull that smoke south.
Across the eastern U.S., officials warned residents to stay inside and limit outdoor activities. Professor Lauren Wald is a researcher at Ohio State's School of Medicine.
Especially if they're exercising, breathing faster, they're going to be inhaling particulates at concentrations that normal smokers would inhale.
Canada is, of course, seeing the worst of the wildfires. Bill Blair is Canada's emergency preparedness minister.
There are 414 wildfires burning, 239 of which are determined to be out of control.
Audio provided by CTV. I'm Jennifer King.
Pat Robertson has died, the religious broadcaster who tried to win the Republican presidential nomination in 1988. Pat Robertson was 93. It appears that the Justice Department is moving toward a possible indictment in the investigation into former President Trump's handling of classified documents. There are reports that prosecutors recently sent the Trump legal team a target letter. That's often a sign that criminal charges are coming, but not always. Vice President Kamala Harris is announcing that the U.S. is investing more than $100 million in the Caribbean region, in part to crack down on weapons trafficking. This is AP News. An arrest on charges linked to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The AP's Ed Donahue has this story.
An owner of several funeral homes on Long Island has been arrested on charges related to the Capitol riot. An FBI agent wrote in court papers Peter Maloney appeared to have come to the Capitol prepared for violence, with protective eyewear, a helmet, and a can of insecticide, wasp, hornet, and yellow jacket killer. He's accused of spraying wasp killer at police officers and attacking journalists, including an AP photographer. The agent says Maloney was seen punching and shoving the photographer before other rioters pushed the photographer over a wall. Brother and funeral home co-owner Dan Maloney says the alleged actions taken by an individual on his own time are in no way reflective of the core values of the business. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Former Vice President Mike Pence launched his bid for the Republican nomination for president yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.